All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland is sold out. If you were thinking to yourself, I don't know, I feel like I'll be able to get tickets. Well, now here's the only way to get them. Take the word I'm about to give you and send it into our contest line. December 13th, Alice in Winterland, Paramount Theater in Oakland. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. And with the tickets being sold out, this is the only way to win them. And if you win this pair right now, you will also have a chance for front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. Right now, this hour's code word is FRONT, F-R-O-N-T. Take the word FRONT and text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is FRONT. Just like that. Good one.
I have a text from someone that won something via the text line.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can find it. I wasn't planning to get to it now, but I definitely saw it and went, oh my God, that's epic. This person won the $5,000.
Oh, so great. $5,000.
Oh, wait. Is the $5,000 the one where you just listen and you're entered? Okay, so that's the Odyssey app one. That's the email one. So they got the email. Oh my God, you guys.
You have to check your emails.
I won the $5,000 yesterday. I got the email yesterday, and it does look fake, but I answered the emails. I won. I won $5,000. So we have a lot of contests going right now. And
right now, it's a Taylor Swift one, the last date of her.
There you go.
We have so many. The Eras Tour is ending in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we've got, if you are listening right now and you're doing it on the Odyssey app, you are saving up time for your daily entry. You spend an hour. It doesn't have to be all at once. You can do it a couple of minutes here, a couple of minutes there. Get to an hour and check the email that you use as your login for the Odyssey app. That is where you will be notified. It needs to be one that you look at. Because we all have those ones we don't look at. We just stick those ones in.
Our work emails. I mean, who looks at those?
Nobody.
Right.
Come on.
It's a joke, everyone. I look at mine daily, every day.
Hey, speaking of things that you do daily,
yeah.
What's going on with the hot tub?
It's great. It's great.
Tell me everything.
Well, there's nothing to tell you. I mean,
I think I'm getting one.
It's hot water. Bubbles?
Really?
I think so, yeah.
It's great. We are using it. And I think more than anything, what makes me really happy is that Christina and her girls go out there after dad goes to bed. Like they go out and hit the hot tub before bed. And I just think, well, that's awesome. For Christina, what's better than hanging in the hot tub with your daughters?
The nice thing about a hot tub is that you can't have any tech in there too. I suppose you could look at your phone, but you're wet. You have to be in there and just give yourself over to relaxation. You can't read a book in there. I suppose you could have music on or listen to something.
No, on Saturday morning,
the radio.
I went surfing super early.
Yeah.
And it was the best surf.
It was freezing.
It was freezing, 37 degree air as I was putting on my wetsuit, and the water was 50 something, 55 probably. So anyway, I surfed for 2 hours. It was the best surf I've had all year. I had so many waves. I had so much fun. It was full exercise joy. I got home. And you get in that hot tub, man, you are just warmed right up.
Oh, so you strip down in the backyard and just get right in. Are you naked? Did you get in naked?
No, I don't go in naked. I have daughters that
so
come
what?
Around. I don't want them. No, I don't want to be like Gentry. I mean, I know that you judge all wieners by Gentry's wiener. I'm hoping not to be that guy.
I thought that's how big they were. I thought that they were.
You're just smaller than my dad. What am I supposed to do with that little thing? Take me home.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I mean, he definitely did ruin me. I was like, oh, that's what wieners look like, huh?
Anyway.
So what do? You have like a little pair of panties right there that you can slip on after you pull off your...
I have a dedicated pair of trunks for the hot tub, yes.
And then you just hang them up outside?
I bring them in and then I rinse them off in the shower and then I hang them up and then they're ready next time.
Because John and I were talking about like if we get a hot tub, like we'll just do robes and nudity.
Well, yeah, you don't have any kids around and sure.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
you? I mean, if we had people over, we would tell them.
Come, we do this naked. Join us, won't you?
No, no, no. No, it's no, not that music. Stop it. No. I mean, like, if like my sister and my brother-in-law came to stay with us, and I would be like, you guys can use, you don't need a bathing suit. We'll hide in the house and you can enjoy the hot tub.
Seems a little more info. Like, you could just leave them to figure that out. Like, they should just bring suits and get in the water in their suits. Yeah, but maybe. That's up to you.
I mean, they live in Florida. They have a pool, so I'm sure they have swimsuits.
Of course they do. Yeah. Everyone has swimsuits.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then on Sunday, I went surfing with my friend Brian.
Yeah.
And it was stormy on Sunday. That was the raining day. Oh. And I got home and I sat in the hot tub while it rained on me.
Oh.
Spectacular. Glorious. As I warmed up, but also cold water on my head and face.
That's kind of fun.
It was neat.
You are a hot tub guy.
I would never have been behind the plan to put one in, but it is now in my backyard. Like, I was.
Do you
kind
feel
of
a draw? Like, I should go sit in the hot tub. Like,
well, yeah, I mean,
because it feels so good.
Surfing here in the winter chills you all the way through. Mm. Like, you'll be sometimes at 3 in the afternoon. I'm still trying to get my body
core
temperature
back up.
You know that feeling when you just feel like, I can't get warm.
Right.
So yeah, it's great.
Well, you start with 37 degree air, you pull on a wetsuit, and then you jump into 50 degree water, and you're in there for 2 hours. Even though you're exercising, it's, you know, hypothermia is real. Like, that could happen to you.
Yeah. Yep. No, so anyway, it's great. I absolutely love it.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous.
You will love it. Anyone would love it.
I know. John's working on, like, he needs to get us a landscape crew. We're going to need some help. Get some digging to do and some...
tearing up all the house all the time.
I know. Well, I'm going to put it where we have this little, it used to be a big pond and now it's just like a little pond.
Right in the middle of the deck. Right?
No, it's out in the back. There's like a little Japanese garden area. And so we're going to do it there. The pergola. And it's really pretty. And there's all swings around it and stuff. It's going to be great. I'm really excited. So I've been wanting to ask you how it's going.
It's great. Yeah. And more importantly, because like I said, while I'm using it because it's there, my wife and kids are in heaven.
Right.
They love it.
That's great.
Watching my kids be like, I'm going in the water. And, that's just neat. It's really fun. The end.
Okay. I remember a few weeks ago, this was getting floated around about The Rock always being late and costing film crews so much money. You know, blowing budgets. And
I thought The Rock was the guy who was calling out Vin Diesel about the same exact thing.
That was the reason why it was so interesting that he was being called out, because there were a number of people who were talking about his behavior on the set of Red One, which I think is a Santa movie.
It is.
Okay.
It's out now.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure if it's not... Hey, can you check and see if... I think it's out now. And if it's not, it comes out this week.
I think it's this Friday.
Okay.
But either way, he's working on this thing, and it's...
November 15th, it says.
Okay, so that's this
week.
Friday.
Okay.
So all of these little stories are coming out about, like, you know, somebody says one thing, like he added $50 million to the budget because he was always late. And he peed in water bottles and made other people carry them off the set, which I'm actually like, look, if he's there on set and doesn't want to like break everything and take off his costume and do all the things he had, like, okay, so he peed in a bottle. Like, that's not the end of the world, but set it aside and carry it back yourself. It is your pee, right?
I mean,
so there was a story.
If you've ever been on a film set, the stars are treated like stars. They're driven in. Black car driven right up to the spot where they're supposed to act. They're, you know, I mean, it's all.
So you're saying he should be able to get to a bathroom.
No, I'm not saying what he should or shouldn't do. I'm saying that whatever he wants, they're letting happen.
Oh,
whatever
yes.
it is.
No question about
whatever
that.
Whatever he wants happens.
There was a story earlier this year claiming that the Rock was a terror on this set.
Okay.
And just the tone of everybody's responses to this tells me he was a terror on this set, which is unlikely to me. Like, I always think of The Rock as being that guy who is like conscientious. Like even the fact that he called out Vin Diesel, which he did in a big way mm-hmm. about his behavior on set. I always thought, well, if you're calling somebody out, that's because your behavior is impeccable. And he does seem like that guy. Like he's the good guy. He choked up $5 million for the Maui fund. You know, no good deed goes unpunished well, there. Like, he just seems like he would be a conscientious work ethic guy.
He comes off. Yeah, I was going to say he comes off lunch pail guy. I come to work. I do my job. I leave. You
right.
know, and
lunch pail guy. That's interesting.
But he's definitely been a big star now for a very long time.
A very long
and he's
time.
Is he a hundred millionaire? I'm going to say yes.
Let's find out. I will guess. So what is that your guess? 100 million? Mm-hmm. I'll say 200 million. I feel like that guy's. He's been one of the highest paid actors for so long.
800 million.
What?
800 million.
So there you go. Oh. So he
Damn,
has.
He's almost a billionaire.
He has for sure lost touch with his I'm a wrestler.
Has he got a water thing?
Beginning. What?
Doesn't he have a water company?
Oh, I don't know anything about his projects or. I like him fine.
Sure.
I'm great. A big fan of Maui, the character on...
Oh, yeah, Maui, right.
I mean, I also like the state.
Of the Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know.
So people on the set were saying he was disrespectful to others and that he often either showed up several hours late or not at all. And they say it added about $50 million to the budget. He also reportedly peed in bottles instead of taking bathroom breaks and had someone else dispose of them. And he was asked about this. They did a profile on him in GQ's Men of the Year issue. And he was asked about the peeing in bottles thing. And he said, yeah, that happens. He didn't say any more than that. And I did think, well, if that was the only thing and it was do that real quick or break it, stop everything and
yeah,
all the progress.
Yeah, almost seems like he's like, okay, foregoing his own comfort on behalf of the people on the set.
Right. Yes. That's what I thought.
By the way, did you know, first of all, how much do you think he got paid for Red One? Just don't look. Oh, okay. You looked already.
No, I didn't see it. I'll say you got $25 million.
Yeah, me too.
He got $50 million, and it's the largest upfront salary ever paid to an actor for a single role before back-end points. So that's,
my God. Oh, so he got points on it too?
Yeah.
Well,
so they expect it to just be a gigantic movie.
You know, one of the things with,
it will be, I'm sure,
these names is that you may not have a film people will go see if you don't have a name actor. That said, you work with a name actor and pay them $50 million, you may never see profit. You might not see, like...
You're taking a chance. You're right. You're
so,
paying
you know,
them.
They'll gamble, but in the end, will he be a guy that gets hired or has he peaked out and now starts not getting hired because they're like... $50 million.
Right.
That's a no. For The Rock?
I wonder if there's obviously math involved here and someone says all the rest of this we'll do for $25 million and we'll give him the 50. So 70, so we're still under $100 million. And then I don't know what his reputation is for promoting stuff, but I do feel like whenever he's in a movie, I see him everywhere. He goes on all the shows. He's good at doing the promotion. He probably sits in those hotel rooms with the light on him and he sits and talks to one person after another. All the reporters are lined up out. I'm sure he fulfills that part of his contract.
They say he gets paid $4 million just to promote his own movies on his social media. So he gets paid to extra for that too.
Oh, that's got to be nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, the lateness thing may have been exaggerated. The Rock didn't deny ever being late, but he said he didn't cost the movie anywhere near $50 million, other than for his own salary. The director, so here's where people start saying their thoughts on this, but I don't know. I'll just read you the quotes.
All right.
The director of Red One, his name is Jake Kasdan. He said, The Rock can be late sometimes, but he never missed a full day of work. And Kasdan has worked with The Rock on 3 movies and said he's always been great to everyone on the set. Chris Evans, the co-star here, one of the Chris's, says he comes in slightly later on certain mornings, but it's part of the plan. It's worked into the schedules and everyone knows it. So he shows up when he's scheduled to show up. They feel like really gentle sentences that are mostly true. Yeah, yeah. I gotta say, woe to the man who decides that he's gonna take on The Rock and be a jerk to him. Like,
Well, he's, look,
The Rock snaps his fingers and you're out of Hollywood, dude.
I don't know him and I'm not, and I can't defend him necessarily, but I will say that body didn't build itself.
No.
He has to hit the gym probably once or twice a day. So on top of what it takes to feed. Now, I've heard he's on steroids. I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
Seems like it, but
I don't know.
But, yeah, but I
but
don't
either
know
way, I'm telling you, he's probably a guy who has to get his workout in so that his muscles are bulging. Like
he's got to look like that for shot. Each shit. Right. Right, exactly.
So I don't know what it takes to be that guy. I don't know how much goes into it or not.
Well, I've seen his cheat days on his social media back when I used to look at that, and I would be like, "Whoa, that's breakfast for 12."
But I will say this.
Yes.
If a Christmas movie's a hit. It's a hit year over year over year over, and it becomes part of a tradition in a family. And the next thing you know, you are
very loud.
What's her name? Mariah Carey, yep. The Queen of Christmas.
It's time.
Like that lady lives for this moment.
Yep.
When her song is heard on the radio, because she doesn't, you don't hear her songs anymore unless it's.
Well, I guess I'm not listening to her radio station, but yes, that is true. She's definitely that song. That song is just one of the great songs of Christmas. Yep. So you're right. When someone has one of the great movies of Christmas, who isn't pulling out Elf or Love Actually or all the other ones I can't think of off the top of my head.
650 says Red One has been in the can for a year.
Oh,
this is all damage control because the studio thinks it's bad.
Oh, no.
So they're hanging hit on him.
Wow.
I don't know if that's true.
I
don't know what the reviews are. Have you seen any reviews for it? It looks cute. I'm all in for Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
It
look fun. You know, one that I really want to see, which I don't have it in front of me, but I do think it's out. I think it's out this month. It's that one, Dear Santa, where the kid spells Santa Satan.
Satan. Very cute.
And it's Jack Black. Mm-hmm. That one looks great to me. And I think that's like direct to Netflix or something. Like it's not in theaters.
I think Paramount.
Oh, yeah, Paramount Plus. That's it. Right.
Red One has a 32% Rotten Tomatoes score.
Oh, no. And it made $50 million for it. And they're all being very gentle with what they say.
Well, there you go. That's a reason for a studio to be bitter.
One quote. Red One is a cynical, soulless action adventure.
Oh. Okay. Actually, sounds good. Cynical and soulless.
You know what?
I'm in.
I watched the Santa Chronicles, I think it's called. That's Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn star in a Santa movie.
Oh my gosh.
I loved it. Was like all of.
Is it just a Disney thing? Wasn't Kurt Russell
Netflix,
like
it's on Netflix, I think. Wasn't Kurt Russell the first
wasn't
Disney?
He
yeah,
he was Disney star. Like,
the story is Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell.
And then thereafter, he was in every movie.
I don't know if that's true or not,
so
but that is one of those dumb rumors. Anyway, so who knows? Maybe this will be great.
Maybe. Probably not, though.
Oh, but
Rotten Tomatoes knows
what
he's talking
about. I'm watching
about.
A Kurt Russell movie with Goldie Hawn, and they're playing, you know, Santa and Mrs.
Hold
Claus.
Hold on a second. What is the Rotten Tomato rating for the Santa Chronicles with Goldie Hawn?
There's two of them.
And Kurt Russell.
There's supposed to be a third. I don't know where that went. I don't know why it went away.
Let's go with the first one.
Go with the first one.
Because it had to have done well for them to make a second one.
67%.
Oh, only 67%.
I love it.
Still,
that's okay.
Less than half for Red One. Bahad Bahabi. Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Well, what does that mean?
Bahad Bahabi has very quietly become incredibly rich. She earned $11 million in her first month on OnlyFans. I assume she has hits. I don't really know any of her songs. You know who Bahad Bahabi is, don't you?
Every working stiff, and I include myself. I know you think I just talk all day, but I'm telling you, I come in here every single day. Every day.
Yeah.
Every working stiff's like, how'd that lady find the cheat code to life?
I know. She's a loser. And by the way, she doesn't know how to spell loser. She spells it looser, which is kind of a running joke.
Well, I think the running joke is she got family first tattooed on her. This is the lady who came to us because her mom dragged her on to Dr. Phil for her absolute
horrible behavior. Right.
Just a terror of a teenager.
Well, Bahad Bahabi put out on, this looks like an Instagram story. It says, I'm sorry my cancer medicine made me lose weight. I'm slowly gaining it back. So stop running with the worst narratives. And everyone went, What? It turns out she does have cancer. She is currently under the care of a doctor. This is according to TMZ, who, of course, immediately dove in. I'm not seeing what kind of cancer. I didn't notice that she'd lost any weight. I guess that's what they were noticing. And I'm looking at recent pictures of her, and I don't know, she looks fine. I'm not sure. So she's saying that it's been confirmed apparently by TMZ, just so you know, her cancer medicine is why she suddenly dropped weight. If you're following her on Instagram, which by the way, 16 million people do.
Wow.
The dead can be hired.
Well, are we talking about the band?
We are.
Oh.
Jerry Garcia can now narrate audiobooks, articles, read poetry,
AI,
and more, thanks to a combination of artificial intelligence and greed. Sorry about it, family of... I mean, listen, if they've got his voice and they have enough of it, then good for them for continuing to find a money stream. Jerry Garcia's AI-created voice can now narrate all this stuff, whatever you want. It looks like something called 11 Labs is an AI place.
Okay.
And they have enough of him talking, probably enough interviews that he talked in. This is not the first voice. His voice, by the way, this has got to be an AI thing that can... It gets the gist of your voice and can now make it make any noises because it's available in 32 different languages. So this can't just be, I have him on tape saying the word the.
No, no, no. You don't even need that large of a sample to create that. Like you can take a 60-second piece of audio and turn that into.
And then the AI goes, yep, I got it. Let me do
and
it.
And it'll also convert
language.
It into all the languages you want. Yeah. Yeah.
This here's what I'll say. People love Jerry. So there may be fans for this. I don't know.
Isn't the first voice. There's a lot of big name voices that are available. And I guess what you do is if you wanted him to narrate your book about the Grateful Dead, you would pay 11 Labs to process that for you. I guess I don't really know how it works, but you're licensing the guy's vocal likeness.
Yeah. I mean, you can hear that in ads all the time now. A lot of celebrities are just sample their voice and they get paid.
Let's see, 11 Labs has the rights to Judy Garland, as well as Jerry Garcia, James Dean, Jimmy Dean, Burt Reynolds, Burt Reynolds is still alive, right? Did he die?
No, he's still alive.
I feel like he's alive.
No, he's dead, you dorks.
Really? Oh, yeah, he did die.
You don't know. He doesn't know. Doesn't know.
He's dead. Jeez.
Yep, he died. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
golly.
He died. You already saw it.
I see it, but I knew he was dead. Mm-hmm. I was actually a fan of that guy, and then later we started to see, like Smokey and the Bandit was one of my favorite movies when I was in the band.
It's great.
Like, you love it. And all the stuff the outtakes at the end make you love the whole crew.
Cannonball Run.
They're having so much fun. Mm-hmm. Look at how much fun they're having. But later you got a different look at Bert, and he was a pretty nasty dude.
Oh.
Like, wasn't it? Oh, God, what's the lady's name? She's
Lonnie
in the movies.
Anderson.
No.
Oh.
She was also like,
Sally Field.
Sally Field said he was a tyrant. And one of the things that she, this is.
That's not good.
Find the quote if you can. Sally Field was saying, she's going out with Burt Reynolds and she is.
She's dating him.
She's dating him. She's with Burt Reynolds and she's up for an Academy Award and he's jealous and won't go with her. And then I think she won. I think she actually won the thing.
Did you like me? You really
I don't know.
Like
I don't know what. I don't know if
I thought that was a little later, maybe.
But it was that was an absolute story I heard. That was something like he wouldn't
very
go.
Very controlling. I'm seeing here.
Yeah, he turned out to be. As you get stories about the guy, you're like, wow, he really sold me on what a good time Charlie he was.
Complicated, hurtful, and controlling.
Mm. She said that he was the worst on-screen kiss she ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just mean.
That's too bad. Well, she shouldn't have dated him. Maybe the studio made her do it. Anyway, there's that. Jerry Garcia, you can use his voice to read you audiobooks and articles and more. What's coming up in the news, Vincenzo?
Oh, boy. You snuck up on me even
Sorry
though you
about
didn't.
It.
I was busy with my Burt Reynolds memories.
Oh.
Hold on. Oh, I did that one. The average American's attention span. Long, short, medium, after these.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of her Eras tour. This is the special one.
Thank you.
Well, all you have to do, Vin, is log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 on the Odyssey app. It's free, the free Odyssey app. Log in, use an email you're going to check, because that's how they're going to get a hold of you if you win this thing. If you listen for at least 1 hour throughout the course of a day, you get a daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at the final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada. Round trip airfare for two and two nights hotel stay.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh!
Everything we talk about on the show goes up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That is true.
It's the perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure to stay updated by checking out our Facebook page.
I love it.
Me too. Mostly clear today. High in the low 60s, actually. We got snow yesterday, like 6 to 10 inches. So that is good
news.
That's
how you start your base.
I was completely surprised by it, but seeing those videos of the snow falling in Tahoe was really nice. Also, just a quick warning, the surf is up today, like way up, big up.
Like as in a high surf
dangerous,
advisory.
Yeah, dangerous surf along the coastline. Certainly something to see. I could watch that all day, but also don't be walking your, as you said, your chicken dog down on the coastline. It could not make the trip home.
Right. Keep it on a leash at least.
And we don't want that.
Even little kids get swept in. I mean, that is, it's rough.
When, the ocean's for real.
Yeah, it does not care about you.
You know, this is so stupid. I've told you, I really want to be a person who doesn't fear action and wants to jump in and, you know, rescue a person and
be a hero.
Well, I don't know if it's so much that. I just don't want to feel bad about how I behaved after the fact. Like,
as in I walked away. I could have maybe helped, but I didn't.
Could have done something, right? And now I have to live with the fact that I chickened out and didn't save somebody or help when I could have. My friend Brian, the surf was pretty big, not that big, not as big as it's going to be today, yesterday, and we were out in the water early. There was a point where he found himself in a bad spot.
Brian did.
Yeah, and he was up against these rocks trying to go away from them, and the water's pushing him towards the rocks, and he's going under and going under and going, and I'm watching. Boy. We were just getting out. I'm watching, and I'm like, ooh, that doesn't look, I may have to jump in and get him. And there's a point where he looks at me and we make eye contact and he's like, I'm okay, you know, and I'm all right. And I had been like, I'm going to put my board down and go help him. And he comes in, finally gets in and he goes, and I'm like, are you okay? That looked pretty sketchy. I was getting ready to jump out and help you. And he goes, yeah, I kind of got that feeling. What good would that have done? We both would have been smashed into the rocks. And I was like, you're probably right. But I mean, I felt like I can't let you be smashed alone. And he's like, let me be smashed alone. I don't want to worry
about you. Don't let him be smashed alone.
You.
I'm with you. You don't want to watch that happen to him. Like, that's rough. That's so real.
I don't know what to do. Luckily, he was
that's
okay
so
and
scary,
it's all fine.
Vinny.
But there was a, there, and it's, he goes.
And he's all, no, don't come in here and
I
die
knew
too.
You were going to, I could see you.
And
I
you was, weren't even going to bring your board. You were just like, yeah, I'll just swim out there. What could possibly go wrong? Oh my God.
But he could tell. Even while he was swimming for his, you know, to save himself from the rocks, he was like, that dummy's going to come out here.
Well, he is a man of God. So, of course, he was like, save yourself. Save your own soul.
That's funny that
Jesus
you remember
wants,
that about him.
If
he is
Jesus
a man of God.
If Jesus wants me to come to him, then I will just come to him. You don't need to come too.
Anyway.
Well, I'm really glad you both lived.
We are fine.
Jesus.
We are totally fine.
Literally, Jesus.
It worked out.
Saves.
Today is National Metal Day. Like that metal, the one, the good one, not the metal. Like,
heavy
you know,
metal.
Real metal music.
Right. Like, put on the trooper. It's National Metal Day.
Oh, we shouldn't do
Well, he's
that.
Not. He's
we
on the East Coast the whole week. I mean, I would think, you know, Iron Maiden, the trooper, would be like, you know.
Why would you do that? I mean, if you find Die with your boots on, that's fine, too. But you shouldn't do any of that. I mean, that's not what we do here.
Yeah.
Don't be a duh.
We should. And there's
Maddie.
No swears in it, either. Go ahead and let's hit that. Yeah. Go ahead and do that.
I still don't hear it. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is. Crank it. Oh, yeah. Well, it is national. Oh, look at them with their double leads. Oh.
All right. Oh, he's got some pants on, too. Zebra Lycra? What?
Oh, it's so good. Oh.
Are those zebra? They are zebra, aren't they?
I don't know. They keep showing. Oh, they are. No. Well, are they? Or are they just like sort of Cat in the Hat stripes?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, right. That's good.
National Metal Day, everyone.
Should we keep it on in the background while we're continuing to talk about National Metal? Oh, here he goes. Now he's singing numbers. He's singing.
You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack,
that's good.
You better stand. There's no turning back.
All right. Waiting for the text from Double M.
Oh, no, he's not listening. It's okay. It's all right. We just had to get it out of our systems.
Right. You feel okay?
It's
okay.
Whoa!
Breaking news!
Hold on. I did get something here. I don't know if you're going to like this one either.
You're probably not going to like it.
Yeah,
I can already
not.
Tell.
No. No.
Music. I actually like that one. Play it one more time. I like that one. It's like the fancy pants. That is fancy pants breaking news.
Where's
it's like that happens and then you go jazz hands. Let me hear more. It's the xylophone.
All right, never mind. I'll do the story anyway. Sheesh.
Keep that though for fun fancy pants news. Anytime we have any fancy news, we should play
fancy news. Some of that fancy news.
Jazzy.
America has hit the point where we're not just staring at a screen. We're staring at more than one screen.
Oh, yeah. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 screens in front of me right now. Oh, 7, 8 screens. 9, 10 screens. 11 screens.
If they even ever put it down, according to a poll out this week, the average Gen Zer is checking their phone 6 times during one TV show.
Oh,
so that might be a 30-minute show 6 times. Again, if they even put it down.
Right.
They might
just
be doing both at once.
They just hold it in their hand and wait for both. And hold it there and let's feel for the little vibration.
They say here, and it's just not young people, so let's not hang it on the millennials. Check their phone 5 to 6 times during a show. Gen X, 4 to 5 times. Baby boomers, 3 times. During one TV show. Whatever that might be.
I am making an active choice daily to not have my phone on me. Like, if I leave my house, I do take my phone with me, Vinny, because I might need it somewhere. Like,
why, Vinny? What do you?
Because, you know, you need to scan that QR code at the Walgreens. But, so if I leave the house, I will have it with me. But while I'm home, I am trying to not be available. I'll check here and there. I'll go and look and see if I got an email or because I can see that stuff on a computer too, but I just don't want to be walking around with my phone all the time. It just feels like what am I doing? Who have I become?
Well, it's super addicting. I'll tell you that. There's no question that people are absolutely hooked on their connection to the world. Hooked on it.
Yep.
There's no doubt.
It's even like, please follow me on social media because I literally will never pester you with anything. I didn't delete my accounts or anything, but I'm not going to see what you post and I won't be posting anything. So we can be like, you know, silent friends.
Most people said if they're watching a show or a movie at home, they're probably using their phone at the same time the whole time.
Oh, that's too bad. That's what I like about the hot tub technology. You can't have your phone in there, Vin. That is forced relaxation. There you are. If you have to do something, you got to get out of there, dry yourself off, and go do it. But while you're in there, it's not like you can have your laptop open.
Let me see here. There was a text from someone about Sarah and her FOMO. Did you see that one? Oh, that Sarah's the queen of FOMO. She'll use the new hot tub for as long as she used that Tesla. Then she'll get rid of it and move on to the next thing. LOL.
I don't know if I'll be able to get rid of it. at this point, John's the one who's...
Is he all into it?
He's pretty into it. Well, we talked, because here's the thing. We did do this. We had a hot tub. We spent a lot of money shoring up a deck to get it on there. Then we bought the thing itself. We got it there. We had it for like a year and no one was using it. So we got rid of it. And so now we're like, why would this be any different? And so we've been talking through all of that. And we feel that because we don't have any GD kids running around anymore, we'll be able to, we won't have to put bathing suits on. It's not like a long walk from our house to the thing. Like it's, we think that we'll use it. We probably won't, but we do think we will. It's like having kids. Our kids won't be bad like everyone else's kids. But then they are.
You know, it's not done. The deck's not been built around this thing or anything yet, but the tub is in a spot.
And, it's usable.
Set and usable. And I went out in the rain, I told you. And so I got these trunks I put on and I just kept this sweatshirt and t-shirt and I had a little knit cap that I'd all worn when I went surfing. And I come into my backyard and I realize it's raining and there isn't any cover anywhere to put, keep anything dry.
Oh.
So like a towel needs to be kept dry.
Yes,
so
yeah, absolutely.
Nothing.
Right.
It's wide open. Mm. And nowhere. I went, oh.
So are you thinking about putting a cover?
Well, we're going to have to figure something out because you can't go out in the rain and have a towel stay dry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
You want to be able to use that thing.
You do.
So I had to run it in.
Oh, so you ran in from the hot tub into the house to get dried off.
To get the towel.
Did you stand right inside the door and yell, like, someone got me a towel?
I had it, but it was the clothes, though, that I took off because I was too cold.
All wet.
Those are soaking wet.
Sure.
People were asked, how long can you watch something before you get bored and want to multitask? For movies, it's 15 minutes. 15 minutes into a movie, and that might even be a movie you like.
This is the thing. What is wrong with us?
TV shows, it's 14 minutes. Podcasts, it's 9 minutes. Audiobooks, 8 minutes. You're looking at for something else to... I would say the upside to radio and audiobooks and podcasts is you're not stuck to a screen.
Right.
So at the very least, you can be driving and you can listen or you can do other things.
Right. Or cleaning or, you know, going for a walk, whatever.
Yep. I mean,
but yeah,
weird that I'm trying to sell you on audio.
No, radio.
Right.
Listen to get that hour in on the Odyssey app.
But I do think that's the difference is that when you've got to watch, you'd think you'd want to watch.
You're just watching. Right. Like, I don't have to do anything else. I'm watching. It's taking up all of my senses.
Now, I'll admit that some of the movies I watch with my kids for the 100th time, right. I will bring something, anything, even a paper magazine.
I'll flip through a catalog.
Usually,
your movies suck.
I bring my iPad and just, I'm sitting with you guys, but come on.
I've seen Shrek 5,000 times.
You know, we've been on Coraline forever.
Oh.
Like Coraline.
I've seen Coraline a couple times. I can't really remember that much about it, except it's like a creepy doll movie and people are losing their eyes, but then they get sewn back on.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
Yeah, you got it. Mm. Half of Americans. Actually, let's go around the room as well.
Okay.
But half of Americans have had a threesome. Yeah, doesn't that seem high?
No. You have technically had
a threesome. No, I haven't had a threesome.
You have. There was three of you.
Have you had a threesome?
Yes.
Have you had a threesome?
Yes. You have too.
I have not.
You have. It's just that you ran as soon as you thought you were bleeding. That was a three-way, dude. That was you and a friend and a girl.
It was not a three-way.
Mm. I mean, technically.
He waited in line behind me.
He was right there, though.
We were.
Was he in the room with you? You've had a foursome. I mean.
We were kids. We didn't know what was happening to us. I honestly...
So he's watching you. He's right there, dude. That's a threesome.
No.
It is.
No, there has to be touching.
Yeah,
there has to be involvement.
At all.
Does there? Okay,
and this lady was older
then?
Than us, and she knew which... I wish she would have just said, you're both supposed to be involved at once, so I would have known that. I didn't know. I just went, I'll go first.
Lined up.
And then I went, and then... You know, you mentioned what happened, which is a long story, which we won't tell here right now. But a poll by the sex toy company Adam and Eve found half of American adults have had threesomes before.
Mm. That actually does sound high to me because I feel like There's a lot of prudes out there.
I feel like a lot of people would want that to happen, but you can't manufacture that. I don't think. What do you mean?
I feel like you can. If you really want that to happen.
Did you? So when it happened for you, you wanted that? You were like, I'm making this happen tonight. I'm going to get the three of us.
Well, there have been in a few threesomes. Motion.
I know you have.
No, I did not set out with that.
Which ones were your idea?
Well, I mean, I like to think I was involved in the process on all of them. None of them work.
What's the process? Is that like drinks in advance? Is that the process?
Sure. You know, let's get this thing set up. And then sometimes you just have some drinks and there's three of you and someone goes, hey, does anybody want to get naked? And the other people go, yeah, all right, I'll do that.
Oh, there's actually conversation.
Sure. Wow. Sometimes.
It's not just two girls start kissing in front of a guy and he's like, oh
my God, is this happening? No, we want you to leave, actually. You could just... run along. No, wait, hold on. Didn't I make this happen?
How many threesomes have you been in, Maddie?
Ooh, one threesome, one foursome.
Oh, a foursome.
But foursome's an orgy.
It was three young ladies.
You and three girls?
Yeah.
Get the what out?
Was this the thing in Tahoe?
No, this was, that was a whole nother. That was
with Scott Capurro.
Yeah, that was an orgy.
You've been naked with Scott Capurro?
No. No. Wait,
you just said you have.
Yeah, you just
no.
said
no.
that.
No.
That's exactly
he
what
he
you
might
just
have been
said.
There. He might have been there. We were all naked in a hot tub in Tahoe with the band, bowling for soup. It was
crazy.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But the one was three girls walked up to me at the Irish Bank and said, hey.
Oh, after our...
what are you doing?
The Ireland broadcast, the St. Patrick's Day broadcast?
It might have been.
Whatever.
It was definitely...
where you wear green and drink stuff.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, so that was that. But I mean, they're always
where did
uncomfortable.
You go?
So there's always one person that's not
like,
really...
Let's go. And you went, okay.
I really was doubting it the whole time. Like, when are you guys going to steal my wallet? What is this?
Oh.
Well, why? Because they were very cute and like...
And one of them wasn't that into it, though?
Yeah, one of them just kept thinking about her boyfriend and like had to call him and stuff. And was like, you ruined the whole thing.
Oh.
And the other one was with a lesbian couple. They wanted to have a guy, and I was willing.
Did they just laugh at you, or did they?
Yeah, what happened?
What was their thing?
Did you take off your pants and they started laughing?
Ah, you got one of those. Who needs that?
We didn't need that.
You loser. No, so they were a couple wanted to just try some wiener on.
Yeah.
Weird.
How'd it go?
It was awkward. Yeah.
Did everybody?
One of them was really into it. And the other one, you could tell, like, she was probably indulging her girlfriend a little bit. Mm. She wasn't as into it, but.
Yeah, that sounds awkward.
Yeah, I've never had, like.
Did you just keep a smile plastered on, like, naked ladies? Who cares?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That was a long time ago. The foursome. But only three participated and only one really wanted to participate.
In the foursome?
Yeah.
Two of them really were into it. One was not as into it as the other one. And then so it was, three of them, yeah.
This survey did come out high, they say. Other surveys have the number more like 15% of Americans have had threesomes. But half? Like, I don't think so. I have trouble believing that.
I just feel like there's a lot of people who, I would love to do a poll, but I think HR would be mad. I was going to yell out into the hall, but I feel like that's probably not allowed.
Probably
that is not allowed.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Vinny will always deny the threesome unless you call it a menage. No, I really was not that. And I looked back and I thought I was such a grown up because I could drink beer and smoke cigarettes. The truth is, I had zero idea what was happening at that moment. I know now I look back and go, oh, she wanted a three-way, but we were too dumb to understand.
We just got in line.
Like, we just didn't know. I was 16.
Weren't you in some public toilet?
We were in the Deerfield public pool bathroom.
Ooh.
Because you know why? Because I was 16 and had no place to take a lady.
And you won't poop in a bathroom at work?
I know. He was, you know what, add beer and he'll do whatever anywhere.
Yeah, those were different days. Yeah. Okay. Trust me.
I do.
Everything's changed in a big way. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, the Grammys and the Swifties are mad.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.